Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Valerie Banstra with Dutch Fix joins us on today's program to talk about the new drive-thru that opens April 14th on West Washington Street near Ulrich Ford. Let our listeners know, what is this new concept? They have seen the new blue building out on the west side of town. What is Dutch Fix?
So the idea behind Dutch Fix is we really wanted to kind of bring back traditional Dutch food to Pella. So we have the bakeries and we have the meat markets, which are just amazing. And we're going to be using them actually in a lot of our menu. But we really felt like there was a missing component with authentic Dutch food that we could offer in a fun and creative way, but also a convenient way to families in Pella, both to locals and tourists alike. So that's our goal, is to really try to get back to sort of our Dutch heritage and some of those items that maybe your grandma used to make, but, you know, we don't really have it on the menu locally anymore. So a great example of that is our Dutch mess, which is just an awesome, awesome dish. It's a warm mashed potato base, and then you have this wilted lettuce on top, and it's wilted in a warm bacon dressing, hard-boiled eggs, green onions on top. Very, very traditional. Absolutely delicious. Probably puzzling to some people who've never seen that before or experienced it, but we're really excited to bring that back.
And for you, what was the key component behind making this a drive-thru as opposed to maybe a traditional restaurant?
Sure. Well, when we really thought about practically our own family and how we eat, a lot of times it's on the run. And we know that families are busy. We also know that a lot of times people love to grab this food and then go somewhere else. And we have the lake right next to us, and then we have downtown on the other side of us. And so our idea was, you know, come through Dutch Fix, grab what you want, and then be able to enjoy it out at the lake or go downtown, enjoy the shops, and have your Dutch food to go.
And you mentioned Dutch food and Dutch heritage. Why was it so important to have the menu that you've had? You've released some of it on social media. You've mentioned also the Dutch mess. But what were some of the reasons behind making this exclusively Dutch food and a lot of recipes from the Netherlands?
When we started the idea originally, we really wanted to do ice cream. We had always wanted to do an ice cream shop, and we grew up dairy farming. We have a love for dairy, so we wanted to do the ice cream. But then we realized that there were so many other good foods available at Tulip Time specifically that we started thinking, you know, that's so great, but it's only 3 days out of the year and then they disappear. And so we thought, how fun would it be if we could offer those foods year round? For example, Pofferjes, Oliebollen, some of those things that we know people love. You've seen the lines at Tulip Time for those things. And so we just thought that would be a really fun thing to do.
And you're also partnering with numerous local businesses to make this happen. So you've mentioned the meat markets, Frisian Farms, which you have a very close connection with, and a few others. What was so important about making sure that those local businesses were involved in not only supplying the food, but probably, you know, contributing recipes and things like that?
Yeah, well, this is definitely a joint effort with those suppliers. They are absolutely critical to what we're doing. We wanted authenticity in the food that we're offering. So it's authentic Dutch food. And so we wanted the Pella bologna. We wanted to use, you know, buns from Jaarsma and Vanderploeg Bakery and our customers to know that we're working with those local suppliers, because we're trying to distinguish ourselves. You know, we're not just another fast food joint. We want to emphasize that this is authentic Dutch food. Plus, it's just amazing, great food. I mean, it is. We are so fortunate in this community to have so many great local suppliers. So we're pretty excited about that.
You're targeting a mid-April opening right now and trying to get folks excited about this right before Tulip Time. Just let our listeners know what it means to be opening here soon and when they can have a chance to try some of these Dutch delicacies.
We have a Facebook page. So if you find us on Facebook, it's Dutch Fix Pella on Facebook, and also website DutchFixPella.com. We're also on Instagram under Dutch Fix. And so we are targeting a mid-April opening. And so we're hoping Saturday, April 14, tentatively, is when we really want to have a grand opening and be able to really serve the public. We'll just keep updating our customers that are following us on Facebook and the website to let them know exactly when our doors open, but that's what we're hoping for.
Once again, that was Valerie Banstra with Dutch Fix. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.